congrats on the new deal, joining the Broncos, but not too much time to celebrate. You have to get right back to work. How did it feel getting in there with the guys?
It was exciting. It's obviously new to me, but, you know, I flew in last night and got started right away today with our workout program and got to do, you know, get in the playbook a little bit and got to do some workouts and some running. So, you know, the strength staff was great, but it was exciting. But at the same time, now it's time to work. I know, you know, I've been fortunate to play a little bit, so I know there's a lot of work that goes into it to be successful, and it all starts right now.
What was it about the Broncos that kind of made this a good fit for you?
I mean, it's just everything about it. You know, the tradition here, the players that are already on the team, how great the team is already, the coaching staff, I'm familiar with those guys. So that it's always nice when you can go in somewhere and you know a couple of the guys, a couple of the players, and you know the coaching staff. It's hard when you go to places you don't know anybody to adjust to it. And this makes it's hard anyways, but this makes it at least a little bit better. And it's a chance to win. You know, when I was released from the Eagles, this was the number one team that came to mind because I knew Kubiak was coming here and I thought it would be a great opportunity for me. So I'm really excited to be here and just want, you know, ready to compete. That's what it's all about right now, just competing, just working hard and trying to get ready to go show what I can do during these OTAs and during training camp.
Gary Kubiak does seem like he is bringing in a bunch of his former players. Why do you think that could be so beneficial to the team, just knowing the system, or is it something else, just having that experience under Kubiak's system?
I think both of those things. I think when you have experience under this system and you're familiar with some of the play calling, it makes it a little bit easier to adjust personally. Also, you can help, you know, maybe some of the other younger guys that haven't experienced it, because his system, you know, in any offense in the NFL, it gets pretty complex. And there's a lot of things going on, so it takes a lot of study, a lot of film study to get everything down. And if you've done it for a couple of years, it just helps out that much more. But it's still, you got to go out there and prove yourself no matter what, and show everybody what you can do. And that's what I'm focused on right now, is just coming here every day, trying to get myself better and trying to show this team that I can help them.
Do you feel like you can add a little bit of versatility to the offense? I know that you can see some time at tight end or fullback as well, too.
Absolutely, yeah. That's kind of been my whole calling card in the NFL. You know, in my career, has been versatility, being able to play fullback, tight end, being able to go in the slot a little bit, and, you know, being able to play special teams as well is huge, which not a lot of people think about when you're putting the team together. But you got to have guys that are willing and can go out there and play special teams. And I feel comfortable at this point in my career doing all those things, but I'm I think that helps my chances anyways, but it's still, you know, it's a lot of hard work that goes into it to try to make a team. Only 53 guys make it, so I'm trying to work as hard as I can from now until the end of training camp, the end of the preseason, to show the coaches, to show the team, to show everybody, you know, that I deserve to be on the team, that I can help.
What is it about playing special teams? Is it kind of like a mindset, or it seems like the Broncos have kind of made a focus to get some guys who are particularly good at special teams?
Yeah, it's a mindset. Of course, it's a mindset, but it's, you know, if you're experienced and you take it, you know, you take ownership in it, and it's important to you. You know that's how you become a good special teams player. And I've done, you know, a lot of special teams in my career. And last year, you know, I was with one of the, you know, the better special teams units in the NFL. So I feel like it's a big part of my game, and I'm trying to, you know, keep that going here as well, trying to do as much as I can to help out special teams. And I've been watching, you know, and playing against the Broncos for the last couple of years too, and I know they got a lot of really good players already on the special teams unit, so hopefully I can just add another little piece to that.
And the last one for me is, how does Kubiak plan on using a fullback in this system? It seems like it kind of in the past has played a pretty pivotal role.
Yeah, he's tried and true with what he does on offense. He's won and he's been successful in offense everywhere he's been, even from his days back here in Denver when he was here before. He has a great system and it works. But it's evolving all the time. You know, depending on the guys you have, depending on your quarterback, your running backs, your fullbacks, your tight ends, depending on the guys you have, he's always evolving. He's always changing things. So I just, you know, hope to go out here and show him that I can help in different assets and. You know, show that I'm, you know, worthy of being on the team. Basically, is what is my whole mindset right now. And I think, you know, Kubiak's offense is great. And that's why, you know, a big thing why I wanted to be here.
Okay. Thanks, James. Appreciate it.